Now, just for the last one, I'm going to tell a story that I want you all to join in. You'll soon know what I mean. Watch me carefully. When I keep on doing and saying something, you do it and say it for me. Now, one morning, Bobby Brewster was lying in bed, and he saw a fly walking up the wall and across the ceiling, upside down, without going bonk on its head. And Bobby said to himself, I wish that fly would teach me how to walk up the wall and across the ceiling, upside down, without going bonk on my head. At least he thought he said it to himself, but he can't have done, because a very funny thing happened. The fly answered him. It did really. It said, Bobby, I couldn't possibly teach you that. And Bobby said, look, fly, if you're a clever enough fly to talk at all, surely you must be clever enough to teach me how to walk
up the wall, across the ceiling, upside down,
without going on your head. The fly said, Bobby, of course I'm clever enough, but it wouldn't be fair, you know. One of the very few good things about being a fly at all is that you can walk
up the wall, across the ceiling, upside down, without going on your head.
If I taught you how to do it, half the girls and boys in South Africa would be doing it in no time. Then it wouldn't be fun for a fly anymore, would it? Bobby said, well, I suppose not, and the fly went on walking. Then it stopped. It said, I'll tell you what I'll do with you, though, Bobby. I'll make a bargain with you. Bobby said, now, what do you mean by a bargain, fly? The fly said, if you'll leave something specially nice for me to eat out in the yard after tea tomorrow, I will come into your bedroom the next morning, and I will teach you how to walk
up the wall, across the ceiling, upside down, without getting a bonk on your head.
Bobby said, certainly, fly, what would you like to eat? And the fly said, sardine sandwich. Now, next day, Bobby was very good. When tea time came, his mother said, Bobby, what shall we have for tea? He said, sardine sandwiches, please. And he saved quite a big piece after tea, and he quietly took it outside, and he put it in the yard. And he was so excited about what was going to happen to him the next morning that he even asked his mother if he could go to bed early for once. And his mother said, Bobby, asking me to go to bed early, I am surprised. And Bobby thought, yes, and she's going to be even more surprised tomorrow morning when she comes into my bedroom and sees me walking
up the wall, across the ceiling, upside down,
without waiting
for my head.
Well, Bobby went off to bed and off to sleep. Out in the yard there was great activity. That fly loves sardine sandwich. It started eating at about 8 o'clock. By midnight it was as big as that, but it didn't stop, it went on. And by 5 o'clock the next morning, it was an enormous fly, crammed full of sardine sandwich. And then it suddenly thought, oh my goodness, I'm supposed to be flying upstairs this morning, aren't I? And teaching Bobby Brewster how to walk
up the wall, across the ceiling, upside down.
Well, you know, by then it was such a fat fly, it could hardly fly at all. Had to stop on each stair on the way up. Spent half an hour on the landing. When it had recovered, flew into Bobby's bedroom on the windowsill. Made such a noise it woke Bobby up. Bobby said, hello, fly, you don't look very well this morning. The fly said, Bobby, I don't feel very well. I've had too much sardine sandwich. Bobby said, don't you forget, though, fly. You promised to come here this morning, you know, and teach me how to walk
up the wall, across the ceiling, upside down,
without going bonk on my head. The fly said, Bobby, that's exactly what I've come to do. First of all, I'll show you how it's done. Then I'll explain it to you. Then you can try. Bobby said, all right, and the fly got on the wall. Well, it was such a fat fly, its tummy was touching the wall. It could hardly reach the wall with its legs. Dragged itself up to the ceiling. Got to the ceiling, turned upside down. One step. Two steps. Three steps, and bonk, it fell on its head. Bobby jumped out of bed. The fly staggered to its feet. Bobby said, are you all right, fly? But you know, when that poor fly fell, it had hit its head so hard that from that day to this it's never been able to talk anymore. So I'm very sorry to have to tell you that poor old Bobby Brewster still doesn't know how to walk
up the wall, across the ceiling, upside down,
without going on his head. Isn't that a pity? And that's the end of that story.